At the Clean Cities Conference and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm getting a chance to speak with our sponsor for our coverage here at the Congress. And with me is Ed Hardy, who is Low Emission Vehicle Program Manager for Sempra Energy, which is an owner of Southern Cal Gas, for example. And I'm going to let you, Ed, first of all, tell me a little bit about your company and how you're involved in the alternative fuel business.
Certainly. Well, we work for Sempra Energy, that also happens to own the Southern California Gas Company and San Diego Gas and Electric. These are both utilities in Southern California. One of the opportunities we've had living in Southern California is to provide natural gas education and information, and of course the infrastructure needed by our customers to operate natural gas vehicles and clean up the air, which is a large concern here in Southern California.
Well, when you talk about infrastructure, I think that's a key word and one we're hearing a lot about here. Education certainly is a big word, too. But, you know, if we don't have that infrastructure to supply the fuel to people who can use them in their vehicles, then we've certainly got a problem. And that's something it sounds like your company has made a lot of investment in. Can you talk about the type of facilities that you have?
Initially, when natural gas vehicles were being kicked off in the early 90s, the California Public Utilities Commission requested that the utilities essentially jumpstart the industry. And we were involved in actually constructing a large number of vehicle refueling stations, both for the public and also for private fleets. Since that time, they've asked us to divest those stations, but we've certainly continued to encourage the proliferation. And right now, if you look at the number of stations that are in operation in Southern California, they're well over 200 throughout the region, and we're delivering a tremendous amount of natural gas, over 70 million therms as of last year. So we feel pretty confident that our efforts have really paid off in helping to clean up the air and reduce our reliance on petroleum.
To maybe put it in perspective, the amount of natural gas that you are supplying, can you compare that to how that's grown over the course of the years that the company's been doing this?
Well, it's grown dramatically. If you look in the early 90s, the market for natural gas to be used in vehicles was pretty insignificant. There was very little use there, and it's grown over a short period of time to 70 million therms. It's easily our fastest growing market. If you look at all the markets that we serve, whether it's commercial, industrial, refineries, what have you, the residential market, natural gas vehicles are far outpacing all of them. It started out small. It's continuing to grow, and we foresee continued growth.
In looking at the growth that you can see here in the future, what would you say about describing the short-term future, at least for Sempra Energy?
Well, I think we're going to continue to support this. This is very much in line with our goals. I mean, we're here for the long haul. We're not going to pick up next year and leave. We've invested in pipelines to support all of the residents here in Southern California. And so we're going to continue to support any sort of product that enables us to continue to be here over the long term. And one of the objectives we have is obviously to help clean up the air, which is a major concern here. And promoting natural gas vehicles, serving the natural gas vehicle market, helps us accomplish that. So we're very excited about that. We're also very excited about the long-term opportunities here with natural gas vehicles. We see fleets continue to invest in natural gas vehicle infrastructure and natural gas vehicles themselves, and we're going to continue to promote that.
Well, we've seen a couple of new vehicles unveiled or introduced here on the part of some of the manufacturers. Do you get to work with them, or what kind of relationship do you have with manufacturers, for example?
Well, we work a great deal with them. Oftentimes, for example, there might be a new product that they're considering releasing. We have research funds that we use to help demonstrate them, to help them develop products for our customers. We identify needs that a customer might have, and we work with the manufacturers to help them understand what those needs are and what they could do to help support those customer needs. So whether it's research dollars, whether it's educational materials, whether it's training courses, we have funds available to help support them, and we do all we can.
At the program here in our general session, we heard some information from, I guess you'd just say, the government. We had Arizona Senator McCain. Today we had Senator Orrin Hatch's aide, J.J. Brown. They've talked about their support for the development of new renewable fuel alternatives and resources. How would you describe things as it relates to your company and your ability to develop these new technologies? Do you see the support coming from a legislative standpoint?
Well, I think one of the government initiatives that they mentioned earlier in the session was the Energy Policy Act of 2005, and a lot of the elements in there, I think, are going to help support a number of different alternate fuels that customers can use to help either reduce petroleum or clean up the air. So we fully support that. We like to see the government continue to support a lot of these initiatives. It's going to need some assistance, especially for those types of fuels that may not be able to compete with an entrenched petroleum fuels, which have an established infrastructure and are, for most part, the lowest cost option. We're encouraged, though, when we see the price difference between, let's say, natural gas and gasoline really start to differentiate themselves. I mean, if you look at the price of gas right now, well over $3, and the price of natural gas at a pump that you might find in Southern California, you're going to pay about a dollar less per gallon for natural gas. So continued government incentives are really going to help us continue to make the case that alt fuels can and are cost effective.
Do you foresee the company getting involved in other forms of alternative energy besides natural gas?
Well, I think right now we're really focused on natural gas, but also fuels that might be derived from natural gas, and hydrogen being one of them. Also, hydrogen natural gas blends, we're very much interested in that as well, and we're doing a lot of research associated with that to see where it makes sense for us to get involved.
Anything else that you'd like people to know about what Sempra Energy does, either through its various divisions or companies, in this whole arena of the alternative fuels industry?
I would encourage anyone who operates a fleet in Southern California that is interested in using natural gas or alt fuel in general to contact us. They can contact us by calling 1-800-GAS-2000. And we can put them in touch with one of our account executives who can go out and speak to them about what it takes to install a natural gas refueling station, what it takes to operate natural gas vehicles, and provide them a little more background on things like grant funding, educational opportunities. We have training courses, for example, that are offered free to the public on how to refuel vehicles, how to maintain stations, things of that nature. So we offer a lot of services, and I would encourage anyone who has that interest to give us a call, and we can get you more information.
Thank you very much. That's Ed Hardy with Sempra Energy and a sponsor of our coverage here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.